USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Chaos reigns in Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Capitol is on lockdown. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, saying,
"This is so un-American. I condemn any of this violence that's happening in the Capitol right now. I could not be sadder or more disappointed with the way our country looks at this very moment. People are getting hurt. Anyone involved in this, if you're hearing me, hearing very loud and clear, this is not the American way. This is not protected by the First Amendment. This must stop now."
President Trump sending a tweet saying he's asking everyone at the U.S. Capitol to remain peaceful, no violence. Remember, we are the party of law and order, respect law, and our great men and women in blue. The National Guard being called in and people in the Capitol are being arrested. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Continuing coverage of our top story with reports of shots being fired inside the U.S. Capitol. The Capitol is on lockdown. President Trump tweeting, "Please support our Capitol Police and law enforcement. They truly are on the side of our country. Stay peaceful." As far as if the president can do more, Republican Congressman Mike Johnson of Louisiana tells Fox News,
"You know, I do believe, I mean, you know, I'm a supporter of the president, but this is a time for the commander-in-chief, the leader of the country, he still is that, to step up and call for calm and speak in these same tones, you know, to pull us together. It's fun to have rallies. It's fun to stand for our cause. It's fun to get together and do all these things. Everybody can do it or whatever their political persuasion. That's the beauty of America. We have free speech and the right of free assembly. But it's got to be peaceful. We have to do it within the confines of the boundaries, the rule of law, the things that hold all this together."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
As Florida's vaccine distribution ramps up, there have been reports of senior citizens waiting in long lines, sometimes overnight, and hospitals being overwhelmed with phone calls from those wanting the vaccine. During a recent press briefing, Florida Republican Governor, Republican Ron DeSantis, was asked by CNN reporter Rosa Flores what some of the issues were regarding the vaccine rollout.
"What has gone wrong with the rollout of the vaccine that we've seen phone lines jammed, websites crashing?
There's a lot of demand. I mean,
also,
I think at the end of the day,
if I could finish my question.
You just said what has gone wrong, so I'm answering the question.
To complete it for you, Governor, we've seen websites crash and also senior citizens waiting overnight for the vaccine.
Did you investigate why?
Could you tell us why?
Because we distributed vaccine to hospitals, and there's a lot of demand for it. So people are going to want to go ahead and get it.
So there was no plan then from the state to make sure that senior citizens didn't wait outside overnight?
So the state is not dictating to hospitals we're not dictating to Carlos Montoya how he runs his operations here. That would be a total disaster. These guys are much more competent to be able to deliver health care services than a state government could ever be."
The governor, criticized for that answer, responds to that criticism on Fox News.
"I'm happy for the criticism because, you know what, I don't seek validation by the media. What I seek is supporting the citizens of my state."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.